If you got a question for Boone, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. Porte.
Boone, welcome back to season 25. How different does this vibe feel this year than last year in all ways? You know your teammates, you know your coach, your GM now. It's a happier, obviously, time of life, just what you're feeling now versus a year ago.
Yeah, I think it's just excitement, if I was, you know, to think of one word, I guess. It's just being back here with the guys, just really getting excited to get going here. So it's been a fun couple of weeks having everyone back to town and skating together and getting ready to go. So that's just what I'm most looking forward to is getting back and competing with that group. And we're excited to get going. So for it to finally be here feels good. And yeah, like I said, we're pumped.
Hedge.
Boone, last year at the end of the year, actually, even when I talked to you this summer, whenever we would try and talk to you about how great last season was and you know, just as far as exceeding expectations, there was always a yeah but, right? Like, yeah, but we didn't make it, from all you guys universally. Is it fair, I mean, to say that you guys are looking at this season that it's make the playoffs or, you know, not bust, but you know that's the goal is just make the playoffs or else kind of thing.
You know, the way I look at it, I think we learned a lot last year as a group, and we came together a lot. We showed the resilience that we have in that room, and carrying that forward to this year is a goal of ours, but obviously to build on it. And you know, expectation wise, I think the way I look at it would be, you know, right now my expectation is that we're going to be ready for a good training camp. We're going to be ready to go, focused on training camp, putting the work in to get our team, ourselves prepared for game one and go from there and be ready to compete every night, be ready to be a hard team to play against. You know, we're team first, and we're going to be you know, focused on that and getting ourselves prepared to be the team we want to be throughout the season, no doubt.
Go back right, Matt.
Last year, there was a lot of new, as Portsy touched on. How different is your role as a captain in a year like last year versus now coming in with so much in place, the expectations a little bit higher, and not, you know, a first-year head coach and first-year GM?
You know, I think every year brings its own challenges, and you know, with that comes opportunity to show what kind of, you know, resilience you have in yourself or in your group and in your team. So like I kind of mentioned, I think we found that last year. We saw that, and you know, the resilience we showed was tremendous throughout the whole season with whatever challenge came our way, and there'll be different ones this year. And you know, that's why you can't, I guess, look too far ahead. You know, right now the expectation for myself and the team is to have a really good training camp and get ourselves in the best spot to get going here game one. So, you know, as far as all that, I think stuff is going to happen. Stuff's going to arise throughout the season. And right now we're just excited to get back out there with each other.
Mike, front left.
Boone, do you feel like you've been here for all 25 seasons?
That's funny. No, it's gone quick. It doesn't feel like, you know, obviously this is my 13th season, entering the 13th, and it goes quick, but just as excited as my first, no doubt. So, you know, it's a special year for us with the 25th anniversary, and, you know, we obviously want to make that a good one.
You're in a good spot now. Can you conjure another camp that you look forward to, like you're looking forward to this one? I know it's a lot of them, but.
Yeah, like, are you saying, am I?
Yeah, what year, were there years where you had this kind of feeling? Or is it always, you know?
Not that I can remember. I mean, like I kind of say, every year has been different and in its own way. And just in a good spot this year, obviously, and feel like if, personally had a really good summer and really good you know, preparation for this, and you know, the excitement's just been building since being back into town and all the guys coming back. So we have you know, no doubt we have a lot of guys from last year, and that's what, you know, kind of excites it even more, is the steps we kind of took as a group and knowing, you know, trusting each other, knowing exactly what you're going to get from the guys in the locker room when you look around and building that trust together and at the end of the day going out and competing together. And that's what we love doing, and we love doing it with each other. So we're just very excited for that.
Mark.
Hey, Boone, there's going to be some changes to preseason starting next year. There's 7 games this year, I think 4 in the future. From your point of view, for how long you've played, how long do you need in order to be ready? Number of preseason games in order to be ready for the regular season?
I'm not going to throw a specific number at you, but no, everybody's a little bit different. Obviously, you want to feel the game action before it starts, and I think that's important as much as you know, try to get it out of training camp or drills in practice. You want to get some game action, and it's just, you know, compete against a different team. And, you know, I think everyone will get a few games in. And, you know, next year, even when it goes down, we'll have the opportunity to get in a few games as well. So, you know, that's just trying to prepare yourself, kind of maybe, you know, get the timing back, some speed, you know, systematically. So I think it's important to get a few in and go from there.
Go to Craig in the far right.
Hey, Boone. With the change in some of the support staff, you know, equipment, fitness, how does that affect the players? With those guys so much, how much does that change for you?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, different and, you know, seeing some new faces in those roles. But for us, it's also exciting and, you know, getting to meet them and seeing what they're bringing, their knowledge, and, you know, pretty much everyone that's came in has been around hockey for a long time, and they've, you know, been to other teams and different leagues, whatever it may be, and they're just bringing that knowledge and different ideas or whatever it may be that's just going to help us. And at the end of the day, they're part of our group, and they want the same as us. They want the best perform, you know, individually or, you know, whatever guys might be going through, to perform their best, and that's going to help us as a team. So at the end of the day, we're in it together, and so far it's been great. And, you know, meeting all of them, they've been fitting in well and getting along with all the guys. So I think, you know, it's exciting for us.
Mets.
Boone, I think you said the other day you had 25 guys on the ice. You've been doing these preseason skates. What do you learn about kind of the feeling that guys bring back during those preseason skates, both emotionally and how they're ready for the season, and physically, and what you can tell them in terms of their readiness?
I think you can tell right away the guys were prepared to come in. Guys put the work in this summer. I know last year, you know, with the way it ended, we were a hungry group, and, you know, we wanted to take that into the summer, and, you know, everyone kind of goes their own ways, but, you know, I trust everybody in that room that they go and do the right things and come back in great shape, and that's what I noticed. Everybody did that, and everybody you know, look stronger, faster, ready to go, just mentally. And, you know, that's what's exciting for us now that we, you know, can get back together and see each other skate a few times and before we really get going for real. So, you know, there's no doubt guys put the work in and we're hungry to get going.
Tim here, second row left.
Boone, obviously when you came in the league, you were a young guy on a team that was starting to work towards his playoff push and eventually, you know, making the playoffs on a regular basis. Now you're kind of on the other side of that as a veteran, you know, with these young guys that are growing as you're trying to push for the playoffs. You know, what's it like being on the other side of that, watching these young guys really blossom as you, you know, try again this year to get back to the postseason?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we have some, you know, tremendous young guys that, you know, took some huge steps last year, but not only that, just throughout the whole locker room, no matter how old or young you are, whatever you want to say, it's guys, the steps that guys took are very encouraging for our group. I don't think, you know, since you're not a young guy, you can take it, you know, a big step. We had older guys that took huge steps last year too, and you can go up and down our lineup of guys that contributed and stepped into bigger roles, and I think you need that as a team to be better and have that internal competition. So it's exciting that, you know, everybody pushes each other to get better. And I think we have that in the room. And, you know, with that, I think as a group, we're just going to continuously to, you know, push each other and strive for more out of each other.
We'll go to Ed in the middle.
So the core is the same this season, but there are some new faces, especially with your forward pairings or trios. Do you have any personal relationships with those guys from before, or what have your experiences been in playing against them?
I didn't know them personally, as far as Woody Lundstrom and Charlie Coyle. But obviously, being in the league for a while, played against them, for a number of years, and know what they bring on the ice and how hard they compete, and the experience they bring with playing in big time games, playoff games, and the other side of it of speaking with players that have played with them and all good reports, and now getting to meet them, first and foremost, they're team guys, they're team first guys. Great teammates, and that's what we have in that locker room. So they fit in no problem. They've been great guys, great additions, and excited to get going with them and our group, this season. So they'll help us.
Great. Thanks, Booner.
Thanks, guys.